Praise Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. It's a blessing to be before you. I just want to worship Jesus, glorify his name. I just want to welcome you to this broadcast and this live spirit and life session. I know if it's your first time here, we've not met before. My name is Emmanuel Sommer. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to just come before you and to just speak God's word and to share what God is doing and to share what God is speaking to us. I think we have been starting a series in which we've been looking at spiritual birth. And even as we just give it a few minutes for people to join in the live broadcast, I know, let's just worship God. Let's just go into some small intercession. And I believe that God is going to draw out some of these things that he wants to speak to us. And once you get online, please share the broadcast, share this with others. I'll also put it up on YouTube later on. You can go to my YouTube, which is called Spirit and Life, and there's so much more there that God has prepared, has been speaking, and I know that it's not in vain that you're here. So let's just worship as we wait on God and as we trust in God to minister to us. Out of my belly shall flow. Out of the depths of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water, rivers from the depth of God, from the insight of God, from the inspiration of the Almighty. There is a depth that you wish to communicate to our spirits. There's a depth that God wishes to communicate to our spirits. There's a depth that God wishes to speak to us. There's a depth that God wishes to reveal to his children. And in this is a set season that God wants the sons of God to be made manifest, the sons of God to come to a true understanding of who they are in this earth, of that word that says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This is a set time, the set season that God has declared it in the spirit. He has announced it that there's a time for sons of God to be made manifest, for creation has been groaning in eager expectation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Creation has been longing to know, when will these sons of God appear? When will they come forth? When will they be made manifest? When will they have revelation? When will they have insight? When will they have understanding? When will they have come to the knowledge of truth, of who God has created them to be? And I know that this is a message of the Spirit. And so if you're here, you're in the right place, you're going to learn from God, you're going to hear from God. And just as you're settling in, please share the broadcast, invite someone, just let someone also experience the same. I mean, it's not about likes, it's not about views, but it's about sharing God's truth. And I believe this is truth that will set you free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And this is about the spirit life in Jesus Christ, the spirit life in Christ, not the spirit life in through meditation or transcendental or new age or whatever, but this is through life in Christ. So this is it. And so just let's just soak in the worship and just soak in, tune your spirits. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you cannot pray in tongues, you can pray in whatever language that you can pray in. And then we shall be starting in a few. And I won't keep you long, but I know that you will not regret why you've listened in, and whatever God has prepared for us today, then we shall soak into it, and we shall also carry on in another time. as God allows us. Sharaba o sanda karaba ba 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 o shede karaba ba ba se de 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 ba sa ta ka sha da da di de ba sanda da 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 di de ba sha ta ka se moko ba sa de 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 ba sha de 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 ba ya karabo to ko ba ka se de 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 ba sha ne de de ba ma karabo sanda da da de 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 bo sha de 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 ka ba sa da 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 di de de bo sha da da karabo ko ba sha de 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 karaba ka se mi arabo ko ba sanda da da di de 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 bo sha de 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 bo ko sa di de 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 ba sha ne de 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 ra 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 da bo sha de 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 kam sa ra 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 di de 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 bo sha de 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 kam bo ko se ma ya karabo sha de 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 kam ba ya ka sha de 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 se oh out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah. Now we shall be starting. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, if you're joining in, I'll be starting. And we have been looking at spiritual birth. And we are sticking to our text. But, I mean, from that text, we are just going to dig into it. And you'll be surprised at how much Christ revealed in such a short span of time when he encountered Nicodemus. And we've been reading the book of John, and the book of John chapter 3, and I'm just going to just put up on the side. I have my computer so that I'm able to just refer if there's something I need to refer to, such that we have the right verses and we have the right scriptures. And what I'll encourage you is search out what I'm saying. Don't take what I'm saying for face value. You have the Bible for yourself. Just go search out. And if you feel that you don't know where this verse is coming from, Google is your friend. I wouldn't lie. Just Google it. Google what is Emmanuel saying. Check out Google and you will see that verse is there. And you can look at commentaries and you can look at it. But most important is that the Spirit of God that is in you and this will communicate and will confirm that what I am saying to you is true. That is the mystery and that is the beauty that I want you to understand, that God's Spirit is going to communicate. And the reason you're here is because you're connecting to the Spirit of God. And so we are reading the book of John chapter 3, and good to see you, my young doctor. The Bible says that John chapter 3, that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except that you do, except God be with him. Jesus answered him. Sorry. Yeah, let me just take that out. Jesus answered him and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear its sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you not thou a master of Israel, and you do not know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak what we do know, and we testify what we have seen, but yet you do not receive our witness. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And we have been looking at the mystery of spiritual birth, and I've been describing that Jesus told Nicodemus, who came to see him at night, and he wanted answers to what was the mystery behind Christ, what was the mystery behind Jesus' teaching, what gave him so much authority with men that they were like, no, this is a man of God. Because they're like, I acknowledge that you are a man of God, because whatever you do cannot be done without the power of man. And I assure you, my brother, my sister, there are things that God has prepared for his believers, for those who trust in him, for those who believe in him, for those who are led by his spirit, that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared, that everyone will look at you or will hear you and will say, no, this, the Spirit of God must be involved. And this was the vindication. The Bible refers it to that the mystery of godliness is this, that he came in the flesh, he was seen by angels, and he was vindicated by the Spirit. There's a vindication, there's a confirmation, there's an attestation that the Spirit of God gives to everyone who is born of him. And this was the attestation that the Holy Spirit gave to Jesus Christ. That we read that how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the enemy. How God anointed. There is an anointing that comes on the sons of God. That is only, it's a divine empowerment. You see, when we look at the Old Testament, how the Holy Spirit will come on just three types of people: prophets, kings, and when the Holy Spirit will come upon them, then they will prophesy. The Bible tells us that Saul, when he encountered Samuel, and he was anointed king, and he was told, as you go up the mountain, you're going to meet three men who are carrying bread and wine. You know, this is just it's a symbolism of the word of God and the Spirit of God, and they're going to give you two loaves of bread, and you shall receive it from them. And after you have received it from them, then you will meet a band of prophets who will be having the harp, the lyre, the tambourine, and they are worshiping God and prophesying. And the Bible says, and when you encounter them, you shall then prophesy. And in that moment, Samuel tells him that you shall be turned into another man. And the Bible says that, and in that moment, whatever your hands find to do, do it, because God is with you. Or rather, whatever the occasion demands, do it. That means there's a mystery to the prophetic. There's a mystery to the things of God. And Samuel was just demonstrating to him that the anointing, after the anointing was poured, that the anointing is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God. Once it came on Samuel, on King Saul, the time when he was being anointed, that the same way that when we receive Jesus, when we are born again, God gives us his Spirit, and we become the temple of the Holy Spirit, and his Spirit comes to dwell in our hearts and mingles with our spirit. And this is the spiritual birth. This is the new creation. For lack of a better word, they are like, how can I describe this new creature, this new species, this new type of man that is not like the Adamic man, that is not having the limitations of the Adamic nature, that is not of natural birth? That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, and except a man be born again, except he is born of the flesh and born of the spirit, he's born of the water and born of the spirit. And we spoke about being born of water, which means being born of the word of God, which means also could also mean being born of the spirit. It could also mean of being, you know, of the natural birth, or also of baptism, except a man be born of water and born of the Spirit. But the real spiritual birth is being born of the Spirit. And I tell you, anyone who has come to encounter Jesus Christ and has received him as Lord and Savior and has believed that Christ, the price that Jesus paid on the cross, paid for their sins, you have come into spiritual birth. It is just that you don't know it. It is just that you're not aware. You're just not aware what happened, but a spiritual exchange happened in which the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Divine, comes and dwells in your spirit. And as he is in your spirit, then you become one with him. And that's a mystery that I cannot dig into at this point. But later on, with the Holy Spirit allowing, we shall dig into it. But now you see that we can see that he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And today I just want to talk about the seeing of the kingdom of God. You know, the Jews were looking for a physical kingdom. Their understanding of the Messiah, and to many, the understanding of the Messiah today is an earthly king, one who will come and rule with power. And yes, it's true, because Jesus Christ himself will come with a loud shout, and he will come and rule in Jerusalem, in this earth, for 1,000 years as a demonstration to the nations of what it means of the Son of God ruling this earth. And in that time, all nations shall flow towards Jerusalem. They shall flow to come and see and ask, what is this? What is this mystery that Jesus is ruling on the earth for during the millennial reign of Christ? But the kingdom exists in the present. The kingdom exists in the now, because spiritual things do not have an age or a time. It is just in our time, in our understanding, that it has not yet come to the full manifestation. But the things exist. That's why we say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just because you cannot see it does not mean it's not there. Just because right now you do not see radio waves, you do not see mobile waves. There are multiple frequencies that are going around us, even by virtue of how you're hearing from me through this communication, by virtue of how you're understanding, by virtue of how I can speak to you. Right now I'm in Bangladesh and you are in Africa, or you're in wherever you're watching me. By virtue of that, that tells you that there are frequencies, there are communications, there are modalities that we cannot see with our eyes. There is an invincible realm. And in the natural, men have tapped into it. And into this invisible realm, we're able to just communicate. And yet this is human wisdom. What of the godly wisdom? What of the divine wisdom that is from on high? Now, when Jesus said that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot have perception of the things of God. He cannot have revelation of the things of God. He cannot have insight of the things of God. He cannot come to the full understanding of the things that are freely given us. The Bible tells us that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for them that love him and are called according to his purpose. For no one can search out the mind, the spirit of a man. No one can search it out, the mind of a man, the deep things of a man. No one can search it out except his spirit. What more of the mind of God or the spirit of God? Now the Holy Spirit comes to search out the deep things, the depths of God. There's a version that says the bottomless things of God. That means that the unsearchable truths, unsearchable riches, unsearchable revelations, unsearchable wisdom that are in the things of God, that are only revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And this is what happens when we come into spiritual birth. Except a man be born again, except a man be born of the water and be born of the Spirit, you cannot see the things of God. You cannot experience the kingdom of God. You cannot see, you cannot perceive, you cannot feel, you cannot hear, you cannot come to realization of truth. And that's why I say it is only the Holy Spirit, it's only the Spirit of God that can help you understand the scriptures. That's why many people look at the Bible as some it's an archaeological book, some it's a historical book, some it's just another story, stories of the ancients, some it's just nothing. It doesn't bring life. But Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are not just English. They communicate life. Because the mystery of the spiritual birth, the mystery is that you receive the life of God in you. The Zoe, the eternal life. The eternal life, the life of God comes to dwell in you. And then you now begin to experience God. You enter into another system. Yes, you're on this earth, but you're entering into another kingdom. You're entering into another understanding. You're entering into the depths of insight. And I was mentioning, I think it was in my first teaching, that men who have tapped into the depths of the soul have a superior to those who are operating from their natural realm. And yet, there are those who have tapped into the deeper depth, which is the depth of the Spirit. They are much more, and they have experienced more, and they have knowledge that you do not know. And anyone with a superior wisdom, with a superior knowledge, will rule over those without. It's a sad reality. I mean, the difference between human beings and animals is that we have a soul. Animals don't have a soul. They only have instinct. They run on instinct. And any man who does not reason, who does not have a soul, and the soul is the seat of your emotions, your mind, your intellect, your willpower, that is the soul. That is what makes you a man and different from an animal. And anyone who has exercised their soul, anyone who has committed and invested to their soul, invested to their emotional intelligence, invested to their intellect, invested to their willpower, will always find that they do far much more than anyone who has not. And that is why people go to school. And even if you look at the apostles, look at the apostles were unschooled. But Jesus fed them the word, transformed them with the word, gave them the word. They experienced the word. And that word transformed them. That later, those teachers of the law of their time, they said, but where did this man get this learning, seeing that they are unschooled? These were illiterate men. But no one could deny that there's something, there's a transformation that had happened. And the testimony, the witness they gave that these men were with Jesus. But even among the apostles, we see the differences in how God used them. And we meet a man called, he was called Saul then, who had studied under the tutelage of Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He had been taught the things of the law. And God said, this man who has so much zeal in the wrong direction, I need to redirect him to serve my purposes. And when God transformed him, you can see that the insight, that the depth of revelation, the depth of insight, the depth of wisdom that Paul had was far much superior to the apostles, to the initial 12 apostles. Yet he was not with Christ. He was not with Jesus at that point. That's why he says, I consider myself as one born abnormally, born out of time. But the Spirit of Christ is the same. And the same Spirit of Christ that was in the disciples, in the apostles, in Paul, is the same one that you have received. Praise God, my brother, Apostle Dennis. It's good to see you, Expo. Yeah, I mean, like, the same, that same Spirit of Christ that existed even in Moses. It's the Bible describes it as the eternal Spirit of Christ. It's the same one that existed in Moses, that existed in David, that made him a king, that existed in Samson. Oh yes, Samson, yes. When you read the heroes of faith, you find his name there. He was a man with weaknesses, but the Bible says these are men whose weaknesses were turned to strength. You might be thinking, oh, I'm so weak. Oh, I struggle so much with the things of the flesh. But it's because you have not invested to the things of the Spirit. The Bible says that he that sows to please the flesh, from that flesh will reap destruction. But he that sows to please the Spirit shall reap from that Spirit. The principle of sowing and reaping applies to the things of the Spirit, applies to the things of the natural. And I want God to open your eyes that you start seeing the comparisons between the natural things and the spiritual things. And that is what how Jesus taught. Jesus will teach based on what you can see. Jesus will teach from a garden. He will say the sower went out to sow seed in. And he will say that when he threw the first seed, one fell on the roadside. Then one fell on the rocks. Then one fell on the thorns. Then another fell on good soil. You can imagine Jesus was next to a garden, and he can show the picture where you can see, you know, through broadcasting of seeds. You know, like when you're farming and you're broadcasting seeds, the farmer, I mean, maybe they did not have this skill of where you do proper spacing. They will just throw the seed. And it's the same way, like right now, I'm just throwing the seed at you. And the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. I'm throwing the seed. And the same way the seed is thrown, there are seeds that fall on the roadside, outside the fence of the farm. Then there are seeds that fall where the rocks are. And then there are seeds that fall among the thorns. And then there are seeds that fall on the good soil. And it's only the seeds that fall on the good soil that reap a harvest. Likewise, it is the things of the Spirit. The word of God was sown in your heart, and you believed him, and you received Christ. You became a Christian, yes. And maybe you went through discipleship. Maybe you went through baptism. Maybe you went through catechism. You went through whatever form of denominational training that you went into. That was part of the manure. That was part of the spiritual milk that you were being given. But as I say, there is no age in the Spirit. That means spiritual age is not determined by how many years you've been salvation, how many years you've been a priest or the pope. Age in a realm that does not exist with age, look at that, is determined by your depth of knowledge, is determined by your depth of encounters, is determined by your spiritual hunger. And that is why they're called children, spiritual babes. Then we have young men. Then we have elders. For me, I'm sorry, I will not, I might not go and start quoting and telling you, oh, go check here, go check here. My spirit will just communicate to your spirit. And as you search out the things of God, you will see it. You will go, because this Bible was not written with chapters. It is one divine revelation. It's one divine revelation. And that is why I will jump from Genesis to Revelation and back and here and there, piecing truths together. And this is the depth of wisdom, understanding, and insight that God has released for our times. That we understand the mysteries, that we understand the truth, that we understand the things of God. And my brother, my sister, there is depth to it. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. And my prayer is that God shall open your eyes to see him. Because God is spirit. It is not about science that you must touch. But yes, you can touch him. It's not about science that you can start seeing and someone will say, bring God here, let me see him. Oh yes, a time will come when we will demonstrate the power, we'll demonstrate the workings. A time will come when we shall see him as he sees us and we shall be known by him. Because no eye has seen him for now, but we can only see him through the image that he gave us, who is Christ, the brightness of his image, who is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And I tell you, if you want to come to know God, you will have to come to know him through his Son, who was the Word, became flesh. His only begotten Son, who became flesh for us who are flesh to see. That is why he can sympathize with our weaknesses, because he took on our infirmities. He took on our weaknesses. You can imagine the Almighty God decided to be clothed with creation, such that we who are in creation, who are created things, can also be clothed with divinity. He came to exchange. This is the mystery of godliness. Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the revelations of your insight. I thank you for the truth that you've communicated to our spirits. And Father, I want to just take this moment to this brother and sister of mine who's listening to this message, maybe 10 years from now, maybe 100 years from now, if you tarry, and who wants to come to the truth and revelation, please repeat these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. I accept the sacrifice that you paid on the cross of Jesus. And that sacrifice, the cross of Calvary, and the blood that you shed has paid for my sins and has reconciled me to God. And now, through that exchange, I have received the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. And Christ has come to dwell in me, that eternal Spirit of Christ. And I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Please just thank you for joining in. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Apostle Dennis. Thank you, Pastor Timothy. Thank you, Chol, Young Doctor, and anyone else who's listened in. I just want you to just dig into what I've said. Go on my YouTube or Spirit and Life. Go and just search out what I have said, and search out the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit will just confirm to you what I've said is the truth. God helping us, we'll meet tomorrow, same time. I hope so. I pray so, that God will give us the grace to speak to you, and God bless you. Till next time, please share the video. Share as God leads you.